And a very good morning to you. It is Friday morning, the 6th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go straight to the Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 5. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold, the man." Another translation says, "Here is the man." Jesus, who had been flogged, had been mocked, had a crown of thorns put on his head, blood coming down, streaming down his face, his beard had been plucked out, he had been beaten, and here he came and was presented to the people of Israel. "Look at him. Here is your man," another translation says. "Here he is, the man. Look at the poor fellow." Oh, folks, the darling of heaven being totally humiliated and mocked by his very own creation. It wasn't the Roman soldiers, no. It wasn't the Jewish high priests, no. It was our sin, your sin and my sin. And that still happens today. Have you ever been mocked? Have you ever been made a fool of by your peers? Maybe at school, at work, on the sports field? Like the little boy that goes to Sunday school with his brand new pair of bright, shiny brown shoes. His mom bought him. He's so proud of them. He sits in a row with all the other little boys only to find out that they've all got white shoes on. And he's got a pair of brown shoes, and they mock him. I've seen it so many times. Children can be very cruel at times. When I was at school, I remember we had a girl there that everybody used to mock. She had bright red hair. Her teeth looked like they were too big for her mouth. She had long, gangly legs. She had freckles all over her face. And she was mocked continually until one day her sister, her big sister, came to fetch her. She was visiting. And this sister was the local, that's right, the beauty queen. Yes, she also had long legs. And she had beautiful teeth and beautiful red hair. And all of a sudden we realized that this girl that everybody had been mocking is going to look exactly like her sister one day. Just like that magnificent butterfly that started off as a mere caterpillar. When Jesus returns, he will not be wearing a crown of thorns. He will not be beaten and humiliated. No, no, no. He will be the most handsome and the most dignified man that we've ever seen. Today, go out and be encouraged. Don't worry about what people say about you. Jesus loves you and he created you in his own image. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.